Victoria Haji and Rita Robertson filed that report. Yoche Henio Sajifu Amwitia Furipinyi has called on government to decongest the country's capital by moving some head offices to other regions. He made the call at the launch of a project to promote non-violence ahead of the 2012 general elections. He explained that since almost all offices are in Accra, majority of the people have to travel to the city. He cited an example where a teacher in a village who's been transferred to another village must come to Accra to process the transfer letter. We bring you a news desk report.
The Yoche Henio Sajifu Amwite Ofori-Pinyi said all citizens should stand against political violence. In his words, they must speak no violence, hear no violence, and do no violence. He also asked Ghanaians to respect each other's views and explained that although political party leaders call for peace during their campaign, there is still violence during elections. Therefore, the right person to avoid violence is the citizenry. The deputy chairman of NCCE, Augustine Akosua Ekwumeni, said Ghana has observed 19 years of peaceful elections without violence, but now everybody is afraid of the 2012 election. She said whenever an election year approaches, many people begin to fear for their lives because of violence and death attributed to the campaigns and conduct of the elections. She noted that CAP Violence and NCCE have pledged to ensure that the forthcoming 2012 general elections is held in an extraordinary, peaceful, free and fair manner. A research fellow at the Institute of African Studies, Dr. Michael White-Kessa, in an address said if after five elections, citizens are still fighting about the coming elections, then it means there is something wrong with the electoral system. He urged politicians to know that they might either win or lose an election. Dr. White advised all politicians not to see elections as investments, since that is a recipe for distortion.
A news desk report.